Welcome to another episode with Lofoiva. Today, I explain you the world, as simple as it is. So, one is born, and then one grows up. And if one has a DNA that is well conceived by the intricacies of our DNAs come together, it might have a longer time period before it fades. If one does not do mistakes that lead to a consequence, ending that earlier, which is called life. That's the other way to enjoy a longer time being. Now one can influence that by its neuroplasticity, which is led by intelligence and not by mind. And then also time gets longer for being. But however one twists it, however one is made from its core, it is going to fade. And anything which is in this world is according to that observation. To the explanation of this world in simple terms is something comes along, has a certain circular twist, which in itself ends at the end. Now, if this is understood without making any mischief, then why do we bother? Why do we complicate? Why are we allowing and giving others mental cramps? Why? What is the point of that? What is the goal? What is one getting out of that? Is it really adding up to one's life? Is it really allowing you the only value as a commodity there is, which is life, to embrace it in the now when there are mental cramps? It is a very fair question to ask. And the question which is genuine to it starts with a why, not with a how to, not with a when, not with a what, just with a simple why. And if one wants to understand anything which is other than the world itself, which can only be the human mind that makes it all up, the cinematic machinery, well, that thing called mind can be conquered with simply asking why. That's how it's put into its corner, where it belongs, as just a tool, having nothing to do with being itself. It's just mechanic. And that's it. And suddenly all complexities crumble away, opening up the view, opening up the possibility to see. And when one starts to see, and the clarity kicks in, then there is a chemical in your brain. And please, don't believe me. Don't even trust me. Don't even listen to me. Go and experience it. Just go and experience it. That chemical gets you a high. But such a high, it is almost impossible to describe it in a way for one that can't experience it. As I'm just experiencing in that total presence this beautiful early morning, right now, watching a mountain top with a beautiful forest, a lake, and the play of some birds. To the next episode, leave this a 5-star rating, subscribe, follow, and share it. Perhaps one wants to enjoy a high that is natural from within. That is one at least which is healthy, without any abuse of substance, but one's true intelligence capable of.